Have you got logged in when it was I asked for that last Zeke?
Okay, I guess we can figure that out for ourselves, can't we?
Yeah, why don't you let me know? I've kind of lost track of what time it was and went to bed, but it was about, went to sleep about 15 minutes after that. Woke up about 10 minutes ago. Good sleep.
Okay, so let's see, it's now 142 hours. Just trying to find out how soundly you really slept. I guess you're not that sleepy. Okay, that's really about 4 hours, Bill. Apollo 8, Houston, have you got somebody under the left couch, or could you get down to the water control panel?
I can get down there. If I can't quite gone to sleep yet.
Well, what we were thinking about doing was blowing a little out of the secondary evaporator to check it out, just as a component check, something we need to do, but if there's somebody down there in the way, why, we can do that some other time.
Wait until somebody else wakes up here, until Frank wakes up again,
how'd
that be?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Well, there is something you can do. You can resurface it, and it's kind of a tedious process, and that's the reason we want to just kind of keep our eyes on it, so we'll have some idea prior to entry if we can count on having two loops or one. Which kind of leads us into another question we're trying to pin down. Two questions, in fact. Number one, we'd like to verify that you do plan to use both primary and secondary boilers during the actual entry. And we're also looking for a way of checking the primary boiler to make sure it isn't dried out prior to entry. And that's turning into a little more of a challenge than you might suspect. If you have any thoughts on that subject, we can go over that.
The answer to the question is yes. We do plan to use both. Before we get into the waterborne problem, though, CDR, I'd like to take a seek and all also make sure he get off to sleep here.
Okay, that's a go.
Okay, On the water boiler, it's interesting that I get my own sleep. I was just going to say, anytime you have your mic keyed, I can hear myself talking with about a 2 second time delay. But especially the primary and secondary boilers checks, I think it's a good idea to make sure we got them both prior to entry, and to have the resurfacing procedures handy.
All right, Bill. You know, the secondary, well, in fact, both resurfacing procedures are available in the malfunction book, and sort of the problem with checking out the primary boiler is finding a way to make it boil on the way in.
Yeah, just a second, Ken. I got another little short on you. Looks like the only way we'd be able to do it would be to shut off the radiators.
We were looking for a little more docile way to do that.
Roger, that would be agreeable to me too, a little more docile way, but it should freeze up if we did it quickly.
We're talking over several things, you know, like putting the temp in valve to manual or partially closing it or some of these different ideas, and something you can think about while you're laying there with nothing else to do.
Yeah, we've noticed that it's gotten warmer in the cockpit coming back than it was going out. And I remember going out when we manually positioned the temp in valve, but we had pretty good control over glycol evaporation temperature. So possibly that would be the thing to try first rather than the radiators.
Okay, we've got the back room boys looking at it too.
I guess if we do pick a time, though, we ought to pick a time that if something did go haywire, we could afford to boil him for them. Rest the way in, but still leave us enough time to make sure we got the evap service if it didn't work.
That's firm, and we're factoring in things like trajectory considerations and all that sort of thing, too.
Right. I think that's the second derivative of the water boiler versus time plot will give us the optimum time to do it.
I'm copying that. There's also speculation that you have a chart on board that gives that information.
Well, if I don't, I'm sure those guys can gin one up. They've ginned up some other pretty good ones.
It's also been suggested that perhaps if you don't have a chart, it's on the tape recorder.
Unless you guys got some more comments along those lines, maybe we ought to give these guys a chance to get some sleep, and I'll hold down their replies here for a while. If you got something to brief me on, go ahead, but I'd like to keep my answers to yeses and nos and whatever else you think you really need.
Okay, real fine, Bill. And I'll check with you like every 30 minutes just to make sure we still have voice contact.
Okay, I got some log writing to do and whatnot, so keep an eye on the systems and the gimbal angles, and we'll be all right.
Okay.